It is 10:33 a.m. on Wednesday, June 2nd, and the June meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. Roll call, Dale Nyblade, present. Suzanne Coleman?
Present.
Sherry Mays? Not. Eileen Pettit?
Present.
Okay, Eileen, I would ask you to do the seconds to Susie's motions if Sherry doesn't join, if you would.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Terry Brown?
Present.
Michael Cyril?
Present.
We also have on the call, we have Megan Darien, our executive director, as well as Scott Donald, our assistant attorney general. Declaration of conflicts of interest, if any. Okay, review the minutes from last month's meeting.
I would like to make a motion that we accept the telephonic board meeting minutes for May 5th of 2021.
And I Eileen Pettit. I second that, Eileen Pettit.
Okay, it's been moved by Sherry, or by Suzanne Coleman, and seconded by Eileen Pettit. We accept the minutes as written. Any discussion? Roll call vote to approve them. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye, sorry, I was on mute.
Okay, and Michael, you weren't on the last call, so you will be not voting that, but we have it approved by all four of the ones that were attended. So it is approved as written. Agency review number four, director's report.
After a comprehensive review of the Arizona Dispensing Opticians Board's rules, the following are the suggestion of rules changes by the rule committee. Mr. Chair?
Yes, the changes that we're doing to the rules are eliminating some items that no longer apply because of our new e-licensing and stuff. So those are the things, if you see the things crossed out, we're not adding anything, we're removing things that aren't necessary going forward, including the, on the fees, there's C3 through 6, which were not pertinent because we don't do, everything's done electronically anymore. And those are the changes. So I would like to see the board go ahead and approve those changes as written, because we're not adding anything, we're just deleting some extraneous verbiage.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we accept these rule changes as they are written by the rule committee.
And Eileen Pettit seconds it.
Okay, we have a motion that's been motioned by Suzanne Coleman and seconded by Eileen Pettit to accept the rule changes as written. Any discussion? We'll do a roll call vote on that. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
And Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Thank you all. The Rules Committee recommendations have been accepted by the board, and we'll move forward. Number five, applications for licensure or licensed optician.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we accept the application for the following licensed opticians or opticians for licensure. Joshua Marie Sargent, Kevin Curley, Michael Wayne Vucinich.
And I second it, Eileen Pettit.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the three applicants for licensure. Without any discussion, we'll go to a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
And Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Welcome those three new licensed opticians to our...
Congratulations. Licenses.
Congratulations to all three of you. 5B, application for establishment license.
This is Suzanne Coleman. I'd like to make a motion that we accept the applications For establishment license from the following establishment: Super Vista North American Inc., doing business as Brillin.com, and iTest Trigo Chandler and Chandler. Supervision North America Inc., DBA, doing business as Brillin.com, iTest Trigo Peoria and Peoria, and Super Vista North America Inc., doing business as Brillin.com, iTest Trigo in Apache Junction, Apache Junction, and the Vision Works 1376 in Glendale.
And I, Eileen Pettit, second it.
We have one more that was on the last edition. We need to add Target Optical E846 in Phoenix as another application.
That's Target Optical number, what was that?
E846 Phoenix.
846 in Phoenix. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I amend that motion. Thank you.
Okay.
And I second the amendment.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. It's been moved by Suzanne, seconded by Eileen, to approve these five locations for establishment licenses. Any discussion? Roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
And Michael Searle.
Aye.
Then approved to accept the applications for these five establishments. Thank you very much for your business. We appreciate it. Okay, number six, future meetings. Again, no meeting next month. It's July. So our next meeting is August 4th. And future agenda items, we'll see. right now, I don't think we have anything that carries forward. So. We'll maybe have a report from the statutes committee by then. Call the public. Public? Any public? Okay, Eileen. Over now.
All right. We'll see you later. Bye bye.
It's 10:40 a.m. on the 2nd of June, and this meeting is adjourned. Suzanne.
Thank you all.
Michael. Very sorry for your losses, and our hearts are with you guys.
Thank you.